good to have you back here on a Tuesday. A time to talk about your money and where you're going from here. You might need an investment policy statement. What does that mean? Well, we've got Craig Stiles here from Ameriprise Financial. He's also the owner of Desideri Analytics. Craig, good to have you back here on a Tuesday as always. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be here.
Always good to have you. Let's talk about an investment policy statement. What does that mean for an individual, for an entity? Share with me and the listeners and the viewers how we create such a thing and why it's important.
Well, in many circumstances, you'll see endowments, foundations, family offices, ultra-high net worth individuals in many circumstances have an investment policy statement that helps to guide the direction for a portfolio manager or financial advisor and kind of set parameters to define what risk is, because we always throw a nebulous word around, such as, well, those assets are too risky for me. He says, well, what is your definition of risk? Because sometimes they'll say, I don't want to buy stocks, but can I take a look at Tesla? Can we buy that for an example? I says,
right.
Well, Tesla's kind of a risky investment, and it doesn't really fit inside the parameters of your investment policy statement. And so many board members may have a fiduciary responsibility for a large amount of assets. And so an investment policy statement may define what your risk tolerances are to the markets, what your asset allocation would need to be. But where many investment policy statements tend to slack tends to be the actual process of selecting the product, such as defining risk as how important is alpha as it relates to the portfolio direction, how important is beta, how important is up market capture, down market capture, some of these other statistics that are used in the actual product selection itself. So in the definition of what risk is, sometimes that gets missed inside the investment policy statements. It's something that I'm incorporating more and more with many of our clients because that can be a part, a very strong instrumental part of the financial planning process.
Yeah, risk is extremely important, Craig, because somebody who's 25 compared to somebody who's 55 or 75 have very different risk profiles. Obviously, somebody who's 25, yep, they got, you know, 30, 40 years, they can gamble a little bit. Somebody who's 75 and is on a fixed income and they're locked in for the rest of the ride, man, they don't want to take risk. That's what you're talking about, right?
Well, you just kind of define two different parameters that people kind of look at. One is they look at investing as gambling. And number two, they only view the one side being time. And so in many circumstances, you can have a young investor and you can have an older investor. Both of them may be using the same strategy, but for completely different reasons. And it may still fit within their investment policy or parameters. But it's that definition of what those parameters are and what that risk is, and how that fits into what their goals and objectives are going forward, and how that fits into the total financial plan. So, and that's, in my ear, is what makes it rather exciting to talk with them about and get that washed out.
Sure. So when you talk about your proprietary company, Desideri, that's kind of what you do. You take mass data from whether it's me,
yep,
or a family, or maybe it's an institution like a private school. However these folks come to you and they want to invest, their profiles are going to be wholly different. So it's not, we'll just pick it off the shelf and this will be yours and this is the same for you and one for you over there. Totally different. It's a custom fit, right?
Well, absolutely. From the perspective of, just to use this real quick example, if a person came to me with a specific item and they said, hey, I don't want anything that's performed less than 5% on a 3-year period. Well, that's one data point out of thousands of data points for this particular product. In doing so, in the conversations with the client, they may be saying the reason why they selected a 5% number was because they have a risk aversion. They're not shooting for the stars on their investments, but they don't want to lose a lot in a very short period of time, and they're receiving income off of their portfolio. Well, if we use that one target and filtered out based on that one number, the most appropriate product that did maybe 4.99% at half the risk of the market or half the volatility of the market was screened out in that very first item. And so it kind of eliminates that filtering process that we are more accustomed to, because if I started with 15,000 products, I end with 15,000 products sorted and ranked, and then I work with the client to define, all right, let's take a look at the details of each one of these investments now and apply and implement it within your portfolios going forward.
Interesting point you've made. Craig Stiles here with us, and I want to go back. 15,000 products? Is that, if I have a dollar to it, that's a fair question. If I have a dollar to invest and I want to go out and I want to get in mutual funds or some fund, how many are there?
Well, mutual funds, there's about 26,000 different types of mutual funds that are out there that are available to those in the U.S. There are about 101,000 different exchange-traded funds that are out there. There's 8,000 to 9,000 different institutional investors that are – I didn't even get into the different annuities, insurance products, and whatnot that are available. And the accessibility for all of that that's available to clients. The limitation for many of my clients are that – clients have access to is the capabilities of the organization with which they work. And that's why I've been very blessed to be a part of Ameriprise, being a managing director over there and utilizing Desideri on a lot of their products and platforms to where they've really expanded and continue to expand on their product offering going forward. So very blessed to be here. Our philosophies and ideologies on our client service models very much align and mesh. So it's been a very enjoyable time, to say the least.
Well, when you've got, and I think if you add up everything you just said, 26,000 here, over 100,000 there, plus all the, you're at a couple of 100,000. This was what my father used to refer to as target confusion, because you don't know where to look. But that's where a professional like yourself comes in, all kidding aside.
Yep.
Get a professional, and the way you approach it with Desideri is different than anybody else. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, we try to make everything more simple. So if you're looking for a growth strategy, I have the ability of comparing a growth exchange-traded fund, a growth mutual fund, a growth institutional manager to truly find what the best product is. The cost structure in each one of those is rather different, and then there's going to be a fee structure that is associated with it as well. So we start addressing how important is all of that relative to all the other parameters and product selection for clients and building their portfolio. So again, it's something that we try to make very simple at Ameriprise and utilize Desideri Analytics to make it even more simple when we're looking at the actual product selection to implement.
Craig Stiles, you made it simple here today. I greatly appreciate that. Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Managing Director and the owner of Desideri Analytics. Craig, thank you as always. We'll see you next week.
All right, see you next week, Steve. Thank you again.
There you have it. Craig Stiles helping us to better understand our money. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.